We've been shaping our croissant dough into various shapes. Katinka, did you do the pain au chocolat or the Danish pastries?
Bit of both.
And which one do you think you'll make at home?
The pain au chocolat, because my 10-year-old son loves pain au chocolat, anything with chocolate in it.
We don't have a bakery local to us where we are. We're both living in villages, so I think it'll be really good to be able to make some of these at home.
Get the children involved in making them at home.
Good idea. I'm going to have a look at these. These have been proving... Oh my goodness me, these croissants have just... They're triple in size. David, these are impressive, aren't they?
They are, aren't they? You never think that they're going to grow to the size that they do.
And you're just putting an egg wash on them now.
Just an egg wash, which is just a beaten egg, just with a pinch of salt, just to break down the albumin. It just means that you get a nice, clear egg wash.
Explain the salt thing in your egg wash again. I haven't heard of that before.
It's a trick that Manuel taught me. It's just literally a pinch of salt. And just it enables you just then to actually mix the egg wash with your pastry brush. You don't have to beat it. It just obviously is a chemical reaction with the albumin in the egg.
You're being very gentle with these, knock the air out.
Absolutely. It's just like a loaf before it goes into the oven in a tin. If you knock it, it'll deflate. So we've spent all this time making these beautiful croissants, so they deserve love and respect right to the end.
They're absolutely beautiful. Mandy, can you believe that we've been making these?
No, they've risen beyond anything anybody could have imagined, I think. They look absolutely beautiful, don't they?
They're gorgeous. Do people normally react with utter joy when they see how much they've risen, Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Yeah? Fantastic.
People often say to us that they're rather small. They're a bit disappointed because they look rather small when they go into the proofer, because they picture that they should, when they're rolled out, be the size that they're going to be. They forget the last stage when they need to proof. So.
And will they get even bigger again when they go in the oven? Will they come up even more?
Yeah, they'll get a little bit bigger, yes. Yep. Which is why we don't crowd them on the tray.
Emmanuel's just very quietly piping the custard into the shapes there. They look absolutely wonderful. Come out of the way. So I think with them being in the prover, they've come out round about an hour. They've been in there, so they're going to go in the oven now. Well, those pain au chocolat, those croissants, and those Danish pastries have gone into the oven. And they've been in there about 25 minutes. And I can tell you the smell here is absolutely amazing. I'm going to have to say, what do you think to smell? Can you smell that?
Yes.
What do you think?
I feel hungry now.
Yeah, me too. Right, back over to it. We're just going to watch crème pâtisserie being made as well. David, do you ever tire of that smell?
No. Neither bread. I love the smell of anything baked. It's freshly baked. Can't beat it.
Wonderful, isn't it?
And I'm just going to pipe the chocolate baton for the pain au chocolat. You're going to get a chance to do a really nice straight line, Vanessa.
I hope.
You can't do it holding that.